Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Jena kid amikoli, insemilkom untikom merħaban program tal-lum Aħna l-Europa. Program li nejdilkom il-verita atma b-sart fl-20 sena li l-insegwi l-Unjoni Ewropea. Li senkunet nisma unsegwi l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea tlissen dawn il-preċizi kelmiet.
War has returned to Europe.
L-24 ta' frar 2022 se teqpa markata fl-istorja. Meta dakinhar il-President tar-Russja Vladimir Putin ordna li truppi Russi jidħlu fit-territorju Ukrain, jinvadu l-pajjiż ġar tal-Ukrajna, fil-konfini tal-Europa. Invażjoni li waslet għal kundanna internazzjonali u fil-programm tal-lum se nippruvaw nagħmlu sens minn din l-azzjoni bla sens u nifhmu aħjar nanalizzaw anke x'kienet it-tweġiba tal-Unjoni Ewropea għaliex l-Ukrajna trid tissieħeb fl-Unjoni Ewropea b'mod immedjat, kif forsi stajna nsegwu f'dawn l-aħarien, l-Ukrajna talbet formalment li tissieħeb f'dan il-blokk Ewropew. U x'azzjoni oħra qed tistenna li tieħu l-Unjoni Ewropea. Kif dawn l-aħħar sigħat saret sessjoni straordinarja, speċjali tal-Parlament Ewropew li matula fost oħrajn ġew adottati riżoluzzjonijiet ċari ħafna u anke saru diskorsi qawwija ħafna. Fostom mill-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola.
We are here today in the dark shadow cast by Putin's war.
Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen u anke il-mibgħut speċjali tal-Politika Barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea, il-Kap tal-Politika Barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea Josep Borrell.
It is really the return of tragedy to which Europe is being confronted today.
Żgur ħadd minna qatt ma kienet jobsor li kien se jara gwerra fl-Ewropa stess. Dawn ix-xeni li konet naraw f'dawn l-aħħar jiem u li għaddet naraw sfortunatament bħalissa ta' ħafna Ukreni, nies ċivili, persuni li innoċentement qed ikollhom jaħarbu minn djarhom dak kollu li jgħixu għalih ħajjithom kollha jabbandunawh warajhom ifittxu kien f'pajjiż ieħor ġar ħafna minnhom fil-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Għaliex it-truppi Russi bidlulhom ħajjithom ta' taħt fuq f'ħakka tajn. U fil-fatt Poġġi ta' tajjeb il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen meta kienet tindirizza il-Parlament Ewropew it-tlieta u ta' sfond storiku ta' xeni simili li konna rajna 30 sena ilu u xeni li qed nerġgħu naraw f'dawn il-jiem.
Almost 30 years after the Balkan Wars and over half a century after Soviet troops marched into Prague and Budapest, civil defense sirens again went off in the heart of a European capital. Thousands of people fleeing from bombs camped in underground stations, holding hands, crying silently, trying to cheer each other up. Cars lined up towards Ukrainian western borders. And when many of them ran out of fuel, people picked up their children and their backpacks and marched for tens of kilometers towards our union. They sought refuge inside our borders because their country wasn't safe any longer. Because inside Ukraine, a gruesome death count has begun. Men, women, children are dying once again because a foreign leader, President Putin, decided that their country, Ukraine, has no right to exist. And we will never, ever let that happen and never, ever accept that.
Ftizzjant biss wara l-invażjoni mi truppi Russi fl-Ukrajna, l-Unjoni Ewropea minnu fih ordnat u daħlet fisseħ pakket ta' sanzjonijiet fil-konfront ta' l-autoritajiet u anke diversi esponenti ewlenin Russi. Fost oħrajn deċiżjonijiet li huma mmirati lejn dawk li huma involuti fid-deċiżjoni legali li ħadet ir-Russja. Immirati lejn il-banek li qed jiffinanzjaw l-operazzjonijiet militari Russi u operazzjonijiet oħrajn f'dawk it-territorji. Immirati lejn il-kapaċità tal-Istat u l-Gvern Russu li jkollu aċċess għas-swieq u servizzi kapitali u finanzjarji tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Immirat lejn il-kummerċ miż-żewġ reġjuni separatisti lejn u mill-Unjoni Ewropea biex jiġi żgurat li dawk responsabbli jħossu b'mod ċar il-konsegwenzi ekonomiċi tal-azzjonijiet illegali u aggressivi tagħhom. Iżda kif l-Ewropa qed tiffaċċja dan il-mument mill-aktar delikat fl-istorja tagħha, b'mod partikolari bla dubju ta' xejn, il-poplu Ukren, il-kap tal-politika barranija Josep Borrell kellu dan il-klim xi jgħid għal dan iż-żmien diffiċli li qed tesperjenza l-Ewropa. Li minflokki dajjifa għandu minflokki saħħaħa.
The return of tragedy, far from frightening us, should galvanize us. First, because it believes the idea that the European project had lost its momentum because the horizon of the war has been faded. Unfortunately, not. This reminds us that the evil, the tragedy and the war never fade away. And it's about the relationship with war, with the use of force, with the violence, who have been debating here, we have been debating for years, to find out can Europe can counter it. And this is why in the recent years we have talked more about defense issues than in the past, and we have begun to set up joint military programs. That's why the European Parliament itself has voted to set this European Defense Fund, and the Member States has created this European Peace Facility that now we are mobilizing in order to provide arms to Ukraine.
Il-kap tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea Josep Borrell hemmhekk għamel referenza għal gwerra fl-Ewropa. Il-possibilità li konna gwerra fl-Ewropa għal ħafna ċittadini li qatt mexu it-terrur tal-gwerra jaff forsi sfuma kif qalu stess. Imma dawk dak li rajna f'dawn l-aħħar jiem reġa' fakkarna lill-paċi, is-sigurtà, id-difiża mhuwiex kliem flajru iżda huwa kliem li għandna nożżu u naħdmu għalih kuljum. U fil-fatt kien f'dan is-sens ukoll kif segwejna fl-aħħar parti ta' dikerazzjoni tiegħu. Li fl-aħħar ftit snin saru sforzi mill-istituzzjonijiet ewlenin tal-Unjoni Ewropea b'mod partikolari il-Kummissjoni, il-Kunsill u l-Parlament biex ikun hemm qafas aħjar ta' koordinazzjoni bejn l-istati membri biex f'eventwalità li jkun hemm konflitt kif qed ngħixu bħalissa allura l-Unjoni Ewropea tkun tista' taġixxi b'mod immedjat u effiċjenti. U fil-fatt segwejna wkoll kif l-Unjoni Ewropea ħabret li se tkun qed tiffinanzja x-xiri tal-armi lill-awtoritajiet Ukreni fil-konflitt mal-awtoritajiet u t-truppi Russi. Imma il-kap tal-politika barranija kellu dan xi jgħid ukoll dwar dak li qed ngħixu bħalissa.
All we need to understand is that to make peace we need to be two, but to make war is enough to be one. This is exactly what Mr. Putin is telling us. And that's why we have to increase our deterrent capacity a lot. We need to increase our deterrence capacity in order to prevent war. And it's and it's clear that our deterrence has not been strong enough to stop Mr. Putin's aggression. But since this aggression has started, we have reacted in the last few days in a way that Mr. Putin didn't expect. And we are showing him that we will never sacrifice our freedom and the freedom of others on the altar of our well-being and prosperity.
Wara d-dibattitu li seħħ il-bieraħ fil-Parlament Ewropew komplu jittieħdu aktar deċiżjonijiet mill-Unjoni Ewropea li se nkunu qed nitkellmu dwarhom aktar tard f'dan il-programm. Ma tajep inkoblu li tkelmu dwar il-diskorsi li għamlu l-mexxejja tal-istituzzjonijiet ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea, l-mexxejja u l-Lenin, Ursula von der Leyen u Roberta Metsola li rappresentaw tnejn mill-aktar istituzzjonijiet importanti fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Bil-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, von der Leyen, tajt li dan huwa moment tal-verità l-Ewropa, dan huwa konflitt bejn l-istat ta' dritt u l-istat tal-pistola.
Honorable members, this is a moment of truth for Europe. And let me quote the editorial of one Ukrainian newspaper, the Kyiv Independent, published just hours before the invasion began, and I quote, "This is not just about Ukraine. It's a clash of two worlds, two polar set of values." End of quote. They are so right. This is a clash between the rule of law and the rule of the gun. Between democracies and autocracies, between a rules-based order and a world of naked aggression. How we respond today to what Russia is doing will determine the future of the international system. The destiny of Ukraine is at stake, but our own fate also lies in the balance. We must show the power that lies in our democracies. We must show the power of people that choose their independent path freely and democratically. This is our show of force.
Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea qalet ukoll li jekk Vladimir Putin kienet ifittex li jifret l-Unjoni Ewropea, in-NATO u l-Komunità Internazzjonali, b'dan l-aġir huwa kiseb preċiżament l-oppost.
Our union is showing a unity of purpose that makes me proud. At the speed of light, the European Union has adopted three waves of heavy sanctions against Russia's financial system, its high-tech industries, and its corrupt elite. And this is the largest sanctions package in our union's history. We do not take these measures lightly, but we feel we had to act. These sanctions will take a heavy toll on the Russian economy and on the Kremlin. We are disconnecting key Russian banks from the SWIFT network. We also banned the transaction of Russia's central bank, the single most important financial institution in Russia, and this paralyzes billions of foreign reserves, turning off the tap on Russia's and Putin's war. We have to end this financing of his war. And second, we target important sectors of the Russian economy. We are making it impossible for Russia to upgrade its oil refineries, to repair and modernize its air fleet, and to access many important technologies it needs to build a prosperous future. We've closed our skies to Russian aircraft, including the private jets of oligarchs. And make no mistake, we will freeze their other assets as well, be it yachts, of fancy cars or luxury prosperities, will freeze that all together. And thirdly, in another unprecedented step, we're suspending the licenses of the Kremlin's propaganda machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik and all of their subsidiaries will no longer be able to spread their lies on to justify Putin's war and to divide our union. And these unprecedented actions by the European Union and our partners in response of an unprecedented aggression by Russia. Each one of these steps has been closely coordinated with our partners and allies. The United States, the United Kingdom, Canada and Norway, but also, for example, Japan, South Korea and Australia. All of these days you see that more than 30 countries representing well over half of the world's economy have also announced sanctions and export controls on Russia. And if Putin was seeking to divide the European Union, to weaken NATO and to break the international community, he has achieved exactly the opposite. We are more united than ever, and we will stand up in this war. That is for clear, that we will overcome and we will prevail. We are united and we stay united.
Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fid-diskors tagħha fil-Parlament Ewropew it-tlieta ammettiet ukoll li s-sanzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-konfront tar-Russja se jkollhom impatt u effett fuq l-ekonomiji Ewropej. Ma qalet li huwa ta' beneficju għal l-Ewropej stess, għaliex il-libertà m'għandix prezz u trid tkun imħarsa il-ħin kollu. U kien għalhekk qalet li l-irkubru ekonomiku u soċjali li l-Ewropej tant kienu ħerqana li jibdew jesperjenzaw jaħdmu għalih flimkien wara sentejn ta' diffikultajiet minħabba l-pandemija, xorta waħda dak l-irkubru se jkun qed jiġi anke riżultat tal-Patt Ekoloġiku Ewropew li fi klima stess se jnaqqas mid-dipendenza tal-Unjoni Ewropea fuq ir-riżorsi tal-enerġija tar-Russja.
The people of Europe understand very well that we must stand up against this cruel aggression. Yes, protecting our liberty comes at a price, but this is a defining moment, and this is the cost we are willing to pay, because freedom is priceless, honorable members. This is our principle. Freedom is priceless. Our investments today will make us more independent tomorrow. And I'm thinking first and foremost about our energy security. We simply cannot rely so much on a supplier that explicitly threatens us. And this is why we reached out to other global suppliers, and they responded. Norway is stepping up. In January, we had the record supply of LNG gas. We're building new LNG terminals and working on interconnectors. But in the long run, it is our switch to renewables and hydrogen that will make us truly independent. We have to accelerate the green transition, because every kilowatt hour of electricity Europe generates from solar, wind, hydropower or biomass reduces our dependency on Russian gas and other energy sources. This is a strategic investment.
Sa issa l-attenzjoni kienet sa ċertu punt l-aktar fuq ir-Russja. Imanka kif tkellem il-kap tal-Kumitat tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Parlament Ewropew David McAllister, dan il-konflitt seħħ ukoll bl-appoġġ tal-Belarus. U fil-fatt, fl-intervent tiegħu waqt is-sessjoni straordinarja tal-Parlament dwar il-gwerra fil-konfini tal-Ewropa, sejjaħ lill-Ewropa biex tuħu azzjoni ukoll fil-konfront tal-Belarus.
The Russian military aggression and invasion against Ukraine is illegal, it is unprovoked, it is unjustified. This is indeed a crucial and historical moment, the moment of truth, as Commission President Ursula von der Leyen pointed out. Too many times in the past, the international community has been blind in front of unfolding tragedies. Today, we as a European Parliament are sending a strong and a united message to the Kremlin that we stand with Ukraine in full solidarity. I fully underline the very good arguments we have heard today. I want to add one point. Let us also strongly condemn the involvement of Belarus in this aggression against Ukraine. It was during last week's interparliamentary conference on the CFSP and CSDP in Paris that Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya made it very clear that the assault on Ukraine wouldn't have been possible if dictator Lukashenko wouldn't have had provided Russia the land and the infrastructure. The Lukashenko regime has assisted and enabled this Russian aggression. For this reason, the EU should apply further appropriate sanctions also on Belarus. Dear colleagues, the world will hold Russia and Belarus accountable for their actions. Thank you.
U fil-fatt tajjeb ngħidu li fis-sessjoni plenarja tal-Parlament, il-Parlament adotta riżoluzzjoni li fiha tikkundanna b'mod qawwi ħafna u bl-aktar mod possibbli l-invażjoni legali Russa fl-Ukrajna u titlob lill-Kremlin biex itemm l-attivitajiet militari kollha fil-pajjiż. il-test ukoll approvat isemmi sem tal-Belarus mod partikolari tad-dittatur tal-Belarus Aleksandr Lukashenko. L-Europarlamentari rrifjutaw b'mod kategoriku r-retorika Russa li tagħmel referenza għal possibilità ta' rikors għall-armi tal-erda tal-massa fil-waqt li fakru l-Russja fl-obligi internazzjonali tagħha u issa wkoll dwar il-perikli ta' eskalazzjoni nukleari ta' dan il-konflitt. L-Europarlamentari stednu wkoll il-Kummissjoni Ewropea u anke l-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex jiprovdu aktar għajnuna umanitarja ta' emerġenza lill-Ukrajna f'kooperazzjoni ma' l-Aġenziji Umanitarji tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda u Organizzazzjonijiet Sħab Internazzjonali oħrajn. Tajjeb ngħidu li fis-sessjoni plenarja sar indirizz ukoll tkellem il-President tal-Ukrajna li għamel diskors qasir iżda imqanqal ħafna fejn il-President Ukren Volodymyr Zelensky sejjaħ lill-Parlament u lill-mexxejja tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex jappoġġjaw u juru verament li huma mal-Ukrajna f'dan iż-żmien diffiċli għalli bħalissa iċ-ċittadini tal-Ukrajna qed jiddefendu l-libertà il-ħelsien billi ħalsu il-prezz aħħari għalih uħut minnhom bil-mewt. Huwa referra b'mod partikolari għall-attakk tal-aħħar sigħat fil-belt ta' Kharkiv, il-belt bl-akbar pjazza fl-Ukrajna msejħa il-pjazza tal-Helsin u fil-fatt il-President Ukren għalli mhux biż-żewġ missieri laqtu l-pjazza Helsin biex iren ta' persuni maqtula iżda qal ukoll li min issa l-quddiem kull pjazza f'kull belt tal-Ukrajna se tkun qed tissejjaħ pjazza tal-Helsin. Se ntemmu il-programm tal-lum billi insegu silta qasira bid-diskors imqanqla li jagħmlu kemm il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola u anke l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen. Grazzi tal-attenzjoni tagħkom u nittamaw li sal-programm tal-ġimgħa d-dieħla konna żviluppi ferm aktar pożittivi f'din ir-realtà kera li qed ngħixu, realtà kera mhux biss għalina għall-Ewropa.
The message from Europe is clear. We will stand up. We will not look away when those fighting in the streets for our values face down Putin's massive war machine. We will support the International Criminal Court's jurisdiction and investigation of war crimes in Ukraine. We will hold him accountable, just as we will hold Lukashenko. We are facing an existential threat to the Europe we know, the Europe so many have given so much for. And as our resolution clearly states, we welcome, Mr. President, Ukraine's application for candidate status, and we will work towards that goal, because we will. Because we will and we must face the future together.
In these days, independent Ukraine is facing its darkest hour. At the same time, the Ukrainian people are holding up the torch of freedom for all of us. They are showing immense courage. They are defending their lives. But they are also fighting for universal values, and they are willing to die for them. President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are a true inspiration. And when we last spoke, he told me again about his people's dream to join our union. Today, the European Union and Ukraine are already closer than ever before. There is still a long path ahead. We have to end this war, and we should talk about the next steps. But I am sure nobody in this hemicycle can doubt that a people that stands up so bravely for our European values belongs in our European family.
And therefore, honorable members, I say, long live Europe, and long live a free and independent Ukraine. Ми з вами, слава Україні! Investment in our defense must match our rhetoric. Europe must move to have a real security and defense union. We have shown last week that it is possible and desirable, and more than anything, it is necessary. And fourthly, we must fight the Kremlin's disinformation campaign. And I call on social media and tech conglomerates to take their responsibility seriously and to understand that there is no being neutral between the fire and the fire brigade. President Michel, President von der Leyen, High Representative Borrell, thank you for ensuring European unity and commitment in facing this threat. I know that all of us, all the members of this House, will take the united message of Europe back to our constituencies. President Zelensky, thank you. We are together now. We will be together in the future, because we are with Ukraine. Thank you.
Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xogħat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.